Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I guess Stevie Wonder's right. This past week was full of rain, but boy, it's sunny today. And you know what? It's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue, is in the house. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
No, weekend is here.
Yeah, you know, I don't even have kids, but I felt like a lot of stress this week.
You know, all the extra traffic.
Yes.
You know,
buses and... I'm sure every parent's just like, whew, got through the first week, you know?
And the teachers.
And the kids who are probably nervous and meeting new kids. Oh, the whole thing. So
things, a lot of great community events going on.
Every night this week, I think, is something. And God bless you. I see, I'm on Eldon's Facebook, you know, I went on his Facebook page. This man, if they ever hired the best chief kindness officer in the world, they picked him with Eldon Scott. Because this guy, I'm telling y'all, is everywhere, every minute, every night, every day. I get tired liking his Facebook. That's how much he's doing. My thumb is hurting because of all the times I'm liking and loving all your posts, because you're doing an amazing job and you're in the community and doing so much. And I'm impressed. I think it's such a great thing.
You know, we like to say spreading the spirit of barbecue. And
yes,
get to
sir.
Do that far and wide. And,
yeah, you
it's
do
a lot
it.
Of fun getting to show up and bring barbecue and meet lots of new folks. Was over in Mobile. They had a business expo yesterday.
I saw the pictures
from
that.
Turnout.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. So.
Very cool. Well, and the funny thing is he's coming in to do radio, but this is how dedicated he is. Still has that cowboy hat and that red shirt with the white fringe on. So, I mean, he's
Gotta
in character all the time.
You can't be Frye without the hat and the fringe.
If you came in here wearing sweats or something, I wouldn't know what to do.
What?
I'd be like,
that would be blasphemy.
It would throw me off completely. So, now have you done the thing with the Pensacola Beach Chamber yet? Your seminar, or is that coming up?
No, actually, that's coming up next week. So, that's going to be on Tuesday. So,
this sounds great, y'all. This sounds like a fun thing.
So, we're going to be doing a little social media talk on the social battleground, how to create a winning social media strategy. So, they meeting Jessica Simpson and Christine, they connected with them. We had a couple conversations about social media. And so Sonny's is going to be sponsoring lunch, so you can come get some Sonny's barbecue.
I'm in. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a little talk about social media and kind of how to use it to,
promote your business.
Promote your business.
Yeah.
Promote your business and be out in front of the things that you need to be out in front of, how to build good relationships. That's ultimately what it's about. Mm-hmm. Social media really is about building relationships and telling stories and building connections. So
that event's coming up Thursday, is that correct?
It's going to be Tuesday.
Tuesday,
the 19th. So you can register at, I'm going to say the website, PensacolaBeachChamber.org, I believe.
.com. PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Yep, so go to their website and you can find it there at their events. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit. Actually, probably less now that it's closer. When we first announced it, there was a lot of events between
true.
Now and that.
There's a lot going on out
just
there.
Just go to the events page and you'll be able to find it open to members and non-members also. And so excited to do that with them next week. And so it'll be a good time.
This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and you are an expert on social media. This guy's got it down.
You know, there's two things I can talk about in this world.
It's
barbecue and social media.
And combined. So let's get started with folks maybe that aren't familiar with Sonny's Barbecue. I don't know who. If you haven't been yet, then this needs to be your mission for the weekend, is to get yourself some Sonny's Barbecue. But let's tell them where they can get the Sonny's
Barbecue.
Yeah, so
we have four locations that serve the news radio listenership. And so we'll start with our Pace, Florida location. And all of our locations have a drive-through. So shout out to Meg's favorite. buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday when you go through any of the drive-throughs. So come and take advantage of that deal. No no promos or no coupons or nothing needed. Just come on through the drive through and take advantage of that deal. Mm-hmm. When you're making those errands and all those runs on Monday, swing by and see us at any of our four locations here in the News Radio listenership. So,
oh, look at you. This is why he's so good at what he does.
Back to the location. So we have the Pace, Florida location, which is on Highway 90 there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Mm-hmm. And so we have that one location. We have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road on 9th Avenue, just north of the firehouse and the airport runway right there. So it's tucked in behind the AutoZone. Very nice, quaint location there.
I really like that one, to be honest.
So nice.
It's shady
right
and the picnic tables. It's nice.
It's so nice. And so we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to about 40 people there. So you got that birthday party, that retirement party, the nonprofit meeting that you need to have. Whatever it is, you need to get a group of people together. You know you're going to have to eat because mm-hmm. you can't get a group of people, especially in the South. You know what I mean? You get a group of people together, you're going to have a meeting, a party, whatever it is, you're going to have food. So no charge for the room. Typically book it for about 10 people. You know, sometimes.
This is huge, by the way, because when you start paying for the room, that gets sets you back,
up.
Especially if you're trying to just have like a family party, maybe a business staff meeting or some kind of event. It makes a big difference when you can not have to pay a big room fee.
Yeah, so just for the cost of the food. We obviously, it's based upon availability. We can't kick other people out to put other people in. And so, you know, if you got something that you know is coming up, we'd love to reserve it for you. No deposit, nothing like that. And so we just ask you to, you know, be honest. If you wind up having a change, just give us a call. And
yeah.
All that type of stuff. Good,
okay.
Good, easy business.
Like, easy. Yeah.
We treat you right. You treat us right. We all win.
I love it. If
Any
only the world could adopt that philosophy. If only we need a big chief kindness officer
there
for the
go.
World.
There you go.
Do you want to take that on?
Yeah. Absolutely.
There
kindest
you go.
Officer of the world.
You know, maybe it would. You know, when you think about it, if everybody had a little Sonny's barbecue every day,
you know,
could be better, a happier world.
You're onto something, Meg.
I might be.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay,
all right,
what
let's
are your other
with
locations?
Before we get way off track, so
yes,
our
sir.
Navy Boulevard location. So it's located at the end of Highway 98 there on Navy Boulevard, probably about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. So if you're familiar with where that Walmart is, it's almost directly across from there. And so we have that location. We also do have a banquet room there. Can host up to about 75 people. And so same thing, no charge for the room. Just give us a call. You can give me a call personally at 850-418-3331. That is my cell phone. I do turn the ringer off at night. So if you need to text me at 5:15, like somebody did last week, go right ahead. I'll just see the message when I wake up, so
right.
no worries.
Right.
And but you can also reach out to the location also, and they can help you get that scheduled. So
okay.
And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically relocated on Shelley Road. It's a little side road there, right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. Right there at the Pine Forest I-10 interchange right there.
Very good. And that's everybody, right? That's all your different
That's all four.
Okay.
So I work with the Mobile store also, and then
that's
also
right.
our Fort Walton Beach store. So if you ever find yourself in those neck of the woods, the Fort Walton Beach Sunnies is on Beale Parkway way back by, I think it's Northwest Florida State College.
Mm-hmm.
And then also our Mobile store is on Schillinger Road. I almost said Beale Parkway again, but it's on Schillinger Road and right
okay.
in front of the Home Depot. So
well, you can't miss it then.
Yeah.
You got to have, you have no excuse. There's plenty of locations to check
Absolutely.
Out Sonny's. And by the way, we're already getting texts in because you are so popular, Mr. Eldon Scott. If you want to send in a text to ask a question about Sonny's Barbecue, or maybe you have a comment about how Sonny's makes a difference in the community for you, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. So the first one says, if you could only, let's see, hang on a second. Thanks to Eldon for providing lunch for the recruiters at the military job fair yesterday in Milton. So thank you from one of our listeners for that.
Absolutely.
So that's a good one. Now, this one's pretty funny. This is from Johnny. He says, if you could only find a way to make Sonny's Barbecue a fragrance in a cologne, I would wear it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You could take a little sauce maybe and put it behind your ears.
Sauce. You know what the best thing to do? The best way to smell like Sonny's is go in the morning when all the meats and everything are on the smoker and open up the smoker and just stand in front of it for a few minutes while all that smoke just kind of rolls out. That's guaranteed to make you smell like good barbecue smoke all day long. Ask me how I know.
There you go. Oh, we got another one. This comes from our buddy Stefan Schmidt. This is pretty good. And Stefan, of course, will be hosting our next program when both smart. But he says, how many chief kindness officers does Sonny's actually have? Are you, Eldon, the only one?
Yeah, so I'm the one and only.
The
chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue. Now, we do have a kindness crew is what we call. We do have another kindness ambassador, Ms. Jessica Sparkles. She's actually in Jacksonville, so she helps.
Is her name really Sparkles?
No.
Okay.
But that's what we call her because she sparkles. She loves the glitter. Not that I don't have, you know, some glittery shoes, but
I was just wondering if you're going to be changing your name to Eldon Glitter.
She loves the glitter. So, and then we have a whole kindness crew, and we're in process of revamping that whole program, getting more people on board. We actually just had a meeting this week about, you know, the whole kindness initiative that Sonny's Barbecue has as a whole. You know, the individual stores kind of do a really great job of doing that and giving back to the nurses and teachers and all that type of stuff. But we're building a formal team.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I really think that's awesome. But you do so much in the community. Sonny's always have. How long have you been here now, would you say?
About 16 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long has Sonny's been around?
Sonny's been around since 1968.
Wow, that's
amazing. Yesterday, Mr.
I know, I was
going to
say you were there. I saw it. I didn't tell everybody about that.
Mr. Sonny Tillman actually had his 96th birthday yesterday.
The founder of Sonny's?
Yeah, we had a little birthday party throughout the whole company, did a little rib special. So it was a good time. Everybody had a lot of fun and everybody got some nice rib dinners for a great price, $10.99 a plate. Yeah.
Okay. Got another comment just came in. This one's from Michael. Hey, I went to Sonny's on Pine Forest Road last night for the birthday special, because I had that yesterday because of Sonny Tilden's birthday. Boy, those ribs were delicious. And he's got exclamation points. Wish that price was good all year long. Amen to that. And shout out to Miss Brittany, our server. She was dynamite! Exclamation point. Tell her we said that, please.
I will. I do know Brittany.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Tell her.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. She actually used to work with us at our Ninth Avenue store, and she transferred over to that Shelley Road store. Yes, I know Brittany. She's a sweetheart. So,
I think all your servers are, to be honest.
Great,
I mean, I don't say that for every place at venue.
You know, we specialize in barbecue slathered and southern hospitality.
I love that.
You know, we do kind of geared that towards, you know, how we hire people and bring teams on. A lot of long tenured employees. Many people have been with 15-20 years, you know, so especially our front of house staff, they really, you know, try to, like I said, slather that southern hospitality all over everywhere, take care of our customers. We're full service restaurants. You come in, you know, order a meal, we're going to take good care.
You know, something that's interesting, because especially in the restaurant and hospitality business, kids come and go, they're going in and out of school, college, they're getting part-time jobs. But when you have a team that's been there a long time, that says a lot about your business, especially in the restaurant world.
Yeah.
Especially in the restaurant
Absolutely.
World.
You know,
so,
and then we have
hats
that
off
too.
To
we
you.
Have that too. I mean, we have, you know, the high school kids that come and, you know, they work their first job and, you know, they're with us for 6 months, a year, and, you know, then they graduate or whatever it is. So, I mean, we have that part of it too, but, and that's always fun. It brings a lot of new energy. People are excited, learning. So it's a good time. And, we have a great crew at all of our stores and,
Okay.
So
well,
make sure I tell Ms. Brittany about that. And thanks for texting in and
very sweet.
Sharing a story with us. So.
Yeah, very sweet. So if you've got a comment or a text, you can text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Eldon Scott is here. He is the Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue. Okay, so we're wrapping up summer as Labor Day is around the corner. So tell me, are we still in that summer menu?
Summer menu is still here. Got a couple more weeks for that. So
okay,
you
and it's a good one, y'all.
It's a good one. That competition barbecue sauce is so good. So you want to come and get that on those St. Louis ribs, get it grilled.
Someone just said the ribs were awesome. So
good. Get it on your wings. If not, had our slow smoked wings are so good.
Okay, you need to describe what is the competition sauce?
So competition sauce, it's got like a molassesy note, got a little heat on the back end. Like if you've not had it, you need to come try it. We open at 10:45 at all of our locations every day. So come on in this weekend. This is Meg's second favorite. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
This is the best thing in the world because, you know, especially now with the kids going back to school, the parents need a break to send them to grandma's house.
And so
they don't have to cook. They can just take the kids to Sonny's.
And we do it all year long on Saturdays in the local area. But for August and September, kids and grandkids eat free on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Wow.
So
that's great.
You do have to have that Sonny's app to take advantage of that deal.
Okay. So how do we get that?
Go to sonnysbbq.com. You can navigate there to download the app, or you can go directly to your Google Play or Apple Store. And or iStore, I don't know which one it is.
I think it's yeah. I'm a Google Play person, so there you go.
Me too. Androids rule.
Yes, sir. Go Samsung.
I alienated half of the population, but you know,
3/4 of our listeners. But that's okay.
You know. It is what it is. We still love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Download that Sonny's app. You can get that free kids meal. Mm-hmm. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's amazing.
Also on Saturday. So we'd love to have you bring those kiddos, get some baby back ribs, some hot dogs, mac and cheese, whatever it is that those kiddos like, and take advantage of that deal August and September. And then again, like I said, all year long on Saturdays.
Well, it's great because if you've got the kids and you've got picking them up at school, you could go in and just have that special and take care of the kids, and it'd be help your budget a little
it's
bit
a good
right
one.
Now.
Absolutely. It's
so that's a good thing.
So, quick, we got a giveaway.
Oh,
I'm
that's
looking
right.
At the
it's
clock,
time for the
so
giveaway.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll do the giveaway before we get into talking a little bit about catering. Let's like to cover that every time.
Oh, before we do, I got one quick question that's related, and it's what is the age for the free kids meal?
Yeah, so
that's
basically,
just I'd mention
yeah,
that before
yeah,
we go
so
on.
Just it's not really fine print, but it's a free kids entree up to 12 years old with the purchase of an adult entree.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very so good.
Nice and
okay.
Simple.
So we got the giveaway. And what are we doing, sir?
Yeah. So we're going to do dinner for two, dine-in dinner for two. So nice. It's going to be an entree of your choice and a drink. And we'll say the fourth person
okay.
to text in dinner.
Dinner. Okay. That's easy.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to win the dinner for two, then you got to text right now to 850-437-1620. Text the word dinner. And if you would, text your name too, or your first name at least, so I can acknowledge who the winner is. 850-437-1620. And while we're waiting for the text to come in, someone did send a question as we were talking about all the locations, and I want to know the answer to this one too. Any chance you'll open a Sunny store in Gulf Breeze?
I don't know.
Someone's on to the right. I think that's a good question.
You never know. We are looking at opening some new locations.
Really?
And so I don't.
Is there hope on the horizon for that?
I don't know that Gulf Breeze is on there. But hey, if you want to sign up and have the food truck out there, we'd love to do that. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 850-418-331. Maybe we'll throw you a little barbecue in Gulf Breeze.
Oh, there you go. That
sounds
could
like
work.
A little fun.
And why don't you give your number out again, just in case.
Yeah, that's 850-418-3331. So give me a call or text anytime. We'd love to take care of you. I think we got in. I just did dinner, Meg, because I thought come eat dinner at Sonny's Barbecue was a little too long for a text message.
Okay, that's good. You saved it.
I'm looking out for you.
I've got dozens and dozens of texts coming in. But the fourth text, the official fourth text that came in is... drum roll, dinner for Mike Miller. So congratulations to Mike.
Congratulations,
you're our winner
Mike.
This morning. I'll be in touch with you after the show, and we'll get all your info so we can get you that gift certificate. And thanks to everybody that texted in for the contest, because we really appreciate you listening to us this morning. And I know that Sonny's appreciates your support, and certainly as the host of Pep Talk, I appreciate your support every day of the week.
Yeah. There
so, all right. So, catering.
You're here every day of the week.
True. Monday
every
through morning. Friday, 9 to 11, right here on News Radio 923.com. Yep. A little plug.
Shameless plug.
But also, you know, you can hear these broadcasts if you're ever here listening to Eldon and you hear something and you're in your car. And I know how it gets when you're on your way to work. You can re listen to it. We post it every day on our website at newsradio923.com. You can go there, click on podcast. Expert panel, and you'll see the Sonny's logo. And you can listen to any time that Eldon's been on.
Yep.
We've got him recorded on this podcast.
There's a record of it all.
Yes, there's a record. Man. You're in trouble.
makes me nervous.
So you do catering as well, right?
Yeah,
do you want to
talk about that
a bit?
We like to say there's three ways that we cater. So we can do pickup catering. So we can basically set up an order. You need to have, let's say, lunch for 50 people. So mm-hmm. we can set that up. And it's always your best value price-wise for the pickup order because we don't have the labor on doing all the other things. So that's
right.
Your best value, trying to save the little bit extra money. Pickup catering is your best bet. So that's going to be everything. So for less than $10, you can get your protein, three sides, your drinks, your paper products, all the things that you need to get a whole group of folks fed.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you have to do, we typically ask for about 48-hour lead time, but you know, we try to take care of folks. We understand things come up and try to do our best to take care of our customers. Then we also do delivery. And so the delivery, we can basically go anywhere in the area. Like I said, we're mobile to Fort Walton Beach. And so, you know, if you're somewhere in between any of those areas, we can take care of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we bring it out, and, you know, it's very economical. You know, basically, we'll bring you all the foods. I mean, we can do everything from pulled pork to brisket to St. Louis ribs, or and then all the sides. And if you need a little dessert, and get some of that good Southern Sonny's banana pudding too.
Oh, that's so good. If you've never had it, trust me on this. Good. I would never lead you astray.
Yeah.
Trust me on the banana pudding.
Yep. So we can do delivery. Our team will come out, bring it out, set it up for you. And then we also do full setup and serve. So whether you're having a wedding, a corporate event, something that's a little fancier, mm-hmm. you need the staff there to serve it, to, you know, take care of the folks that are at your event. We can absolutely do that. We do a great job with weddings. We do a ton of weddings. You know, corporate events, whatever it is, we bring the nice chafing dishes out.
Every once in a while, we have our staff meeting here, and we get catered by Sonny's, and it's always great.
That's more like a delivery. I just like all y'all people here, and so I normally hang out and, you know, talk with everybody. But, you know, that's more like a standard delivery is what that would technically be. But set up and serve, I mean, we really go out, bring tablecloths and some of our fancy chafing dishes, and so whatever it is, so we dress it up for you, try to match your event as closely as possible about what you're looking for the feel and the way you want your event to be. And so we can do that. We have a great team here, and we can do everything, like I said, from weddings to corporate events to birthday parties, whatever it is. So we
that
love to take
good.
Care of you on the catering side. And I like to say, from 10 to 10,000, biggest one I've been a part of is 4,600 people.
Wow.
I heard that one this year is going to be 5,500
Holy
people.
Holy moly.
So,
wow. That's a lot of barbecue.
I'm looking forward to that. It is a lot of barbecue. And a lot of work for sure. So,
but
it's always a good time, and love serving people in our community. We just did casino night for Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. That was a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody just having a good time to turn their poker chips in for raffle tickets. So,
where are you going to be this weekend?
Event. Yeah, so tomorrow, actually, I'll plug this. So WSRE is actually having a community event tomorrow morning. So starting at 9 a.m., you can come over to the WSRE building, which is on the backside of the PSC campus. So we'll be doing a give back day for them. So anything that we sell, we're going to be giving back a portion back to WSRE. They've kind of lost some funding with some of the governmental changes and, you know, some of the arts and that type of thing. So they're, you know, trying to get the community involved. And so glad to be out there and help support them a little bit tomorrow morning. So definitely come out for that. Sunday, I'll be over in Mobile for a wedding expo.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and if you're looking for something to do today, our sister station, Cat Country, is having their 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon going on right now. They're over at the Studer Family Children's Hospital in Pensacola. So if you get a chance to stop by, and of course, you can go to their website as well to find out how to donate. The money will be going directly to those services that help those kids that are suffering from cancer. Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
Wow.
And there's all kinds of sponsors and people I don't have time to list here, but it'll be going all day today. So do, if you get a chance, stop by there.
There you go. I know Pensacola Egg Fest is doing lunch out there.
Yes.
They had some interesting things that they were doing. So great crew over there.
Yeah.
They do a ton of great stuff for the community. Pensacola Egg Fest coming up. I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to be at that one too.
I'll be cooking again.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to win it.
All right. Thank you. Eldon Scott is here, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Thank you so much for all your Sonny's does for the
Absolutely.
Community. All you do personally. You're one of the best. They hired the right guy for Chief Kindness Officer.
Y'all come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. We look forward to having you, and y'all have a great weekend.
You too.